Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Talking about chicken a la king, mango and garbanzo tabbouleh, real potatoes and vegetables with roasted garlic and basil, zucchini ziti, granola fruit bar. Yeah. Look at all this beautiful food.
Hello, I'm Dan Adute. Welcome to Green Eggs and Dan. Like many of you, I'm stuck at home during this pandemic, and so are most of my guests.
We are fucking
recording.
That leaves me with a crappy laptop from 2012, my own mic, and my fingers crossed, hoping my guests are able to record their half of the conversation too.
Yay, we're recording.
Oh my god, amazing.
Bear with us.
Look at all this beautiful food.
Guys, my guest today, oh boy. She is a delight. She is an actress. She's a model. Ooh.
No, I'm an actress.
First model. No, that's not true. We've had Padma Lakshmi, but you're in good company. It says on your Wikipedia page that you were discovered by Ford Models when you were 9, which is kind of creepy, if you ask me.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was on there.
Yeah, that's gross. She's probably best known for her role as Skylar Storm in the Disney XD series Mighty Med and Lab Rats Elite Force.
Yes.
She also plays Alexa Mendoza in the Netflix sitcom Alexa and Katie. Yes. She's going to be in the new Adam Sandler comedy Hubie Halloween. Mm-hmm. And we will be acting together on the upcoming, hopefully, fingers crossed, Netflix sitcom The Crew with Kevin James and Dan Adute. That's what it's called. Please welcome my new set pal, Paris Morales.
Hi, how are you?
So Paris and our fellow Disney, we bonded because we were both on Disney shows.
We are. He had a goat.
I had a goat as Falafel Phil.
Falafel Phil.
You're one of those Disney people who's like very clean on screen and then you're a dirty, filthy person when the camera.
Oh, it's so true. Like that's like the epitome of my teenage years of just being squeaky clean and then hiding from cameras when I'm out at parties and clubs.
Oh my god. Well, Paris, it is a pleasure. I really don't know anything about your food habits or your food anything, and we're going to get into that because this is a food podcast.
But first,
we're going to go into your fridge, which you guys can see Paris's fridge on my Instagram at StandUpDan. Okay, here we go. Paris, what the fuck is going on here?
Look. My fridge was scarce when I took those photos. Okay.
This is very smart. I mean, okay. I'm gonna go through the main fridge hole first. A couple of things. You have this like a mayonnaise that's not even. It's like a wannabe Hellman's. It's like the same as Hellman's, but it says best foods. It's like some ghetto ass fucking Hellman's.
Yo, that fucking mayonnaise went missing. I'm not even shitting you. It literally disappeared from the fridge.
Oh God, you generation.
You think I'm joking? I'm not.
You generation. That man,
like, there's a spirit in our house and it's definitely fucking with me. It's been stealing my shoes. It's been stealing my underwear and it stole my fucking mayonnaise.
The spirit in your house is you or your boyfriend getting stoned and fucking making deviled eggs.
I don't smoke weed. I hate
weed. Oh, really?
No, I hate it.
Then you have zero excuse for losing a jar of mayonnaise from your fridge.
Someone took it. A spirit took it. I'm telling you.
On your second row here, I have a bone to pick with you. You have this big fucking steak.
It was so good.
It's USDA Choice, which I think you're a famous actress on TV. You should be getting prime meat. USDA Prime is what you want to get, Paris.
Look, I got it from Ralph's, okay?
Oh, my God.
I just pick what looks good, okay?
Didn't they pay you on all these fucking Disney shows? Didn't
yeah, but I'm broke, yo. I live in Los Angeles. Have you seen the taxes here?
The taxes. We're going to go into a conversation about tax law in Los Angeles now. What is this, Paris? In the back, on the top, is that olive oil?
No, that is not my fault. So my boyfriend bought Naked Juice, and he thought he was buying like the green machine one, like the good one, but he bought some celery shit. So now it just sits in the back of the fridge.
Oh.
He hasn't drank it at all.
Why doesn't the same spirit that stole the fucking mayonnaise steal the...
Because it's telling us to be fucking healthy, apparently.
I like...
Get the mayo and get some celery.
Now, it looks over here like you have two bottles of wine.
Yeah, those wines were shit.
But they're red wine. So why are they in the fridge, Paris?
Because apparently, okay, you have to understand, I was on a very long road trip and I stopped in Vegas and I was going to meet with a friend and I grabbed some wine and I went to a 7-Eleven and this is all that they had. And I don't even know what brand, it's like Apotheca or whatever the fuck.
Oh my God. So you're buying wine at a 7-Eleven, Paris. This
I
is
did
a
what
cry.
I could. None of the liquor stores were open.
This is
none
a cry
of the liquor
for help.
Stores were open.
If there's any, Paris has over a million, how many fucking Instagram followers do you have? If
there's, I guess it's my three now.
If there's any wine companies who want to get promoted.
Look, send I know her fucking good wine. Okay. I made do with what I was given. So I bought that shitty wine and I never drank it and I actually dumped it out.
Oh really? What's behind the wine? There's another bottle.
It's
there.
Like sparkling apple cider.
Sparkling apple cider. Wow.
For the kids, you know.
This is a sad fridge, Paris. And then we go, let's see in the door here what we have. Okay, so this is what got me about the door. You've got one cream cheese over here. You've got two cream cheese, three cream cheese, four cream cheeses in your fucking fridge on different, all in different areas. Why, what's with the cream? Is there a cream cheese shortage that I don't know about with Corona?
My boyfriend forgets that we have cream cheese and he buys it.
Oh my God.
I just love the Coors Light on the bottom.
You've got a row of four Coors Lights, five lonely Coors Lights.
It was my friend's birthday and I bought a bunch of beer for the guys.
You're not supposed to be having birthdays during quarantine, Paris.
Well, it was like 3 months in. And
you
we
young
were like,
kids. Right, you kids no, aren't they, taking this seriously.
Suck my dick.
Oh my God. Oh geez. And finally we're gonna go into your freezer, Paris.
Yeah, that's awful.
Where oh my God. You have front and center as if it's an ad for the company.
I put it in front just for you.
Yeah,
actually.
Right.
I really did. I was like, he's gonna love this. I'm gonna prop this up right in front of the fucking freezer.
There is a big box of Jose Ole taquitos, beef and cheese.
They're good.
Are they? Actually,
they're good.
They do look kind of good, actually.
They're good.
And spinach egg white frittatas?
My mother gave me those.
Right. You don't know how to make a frittata? You can't make eggs on your own?
No, I don't even know what a frittata is. It's like an egg cup, right?
A frittata, Paris, is sort of it's like a Italian quiche. Do you know what a quiche is? A quiche is a French frittata.
No shit, really?
It's like an egg. You take a bunch of egg and you put a bunch of vegetables in it and cheese and you kind of cook it and you eat it almost like a cake.
It looks like an egg cup. It looks like a cup made of eggs.
So you're not a big food person is what I'm gathering from this.
I love food when it's made for me.
Uh-huh.
I don't like making food.
Are you a big restaurant person? Do you go out a lot?
Well, not anymore.
Well, were you though?
Yeah.
You're a youngin' though. You're like 21.
I love being out. I love getting dinner and like sipping wine with my friends. It's classy. It's elegant. It's, you know, it's so me.
You literally just went from I buy wine at 7-Eleven to I'm classy and elegant with my friends.
I don't always buy wine at 7-Eleven. I did what I had to do, okay?
Okay, so where... now ethnically, what are you again? You're like a half, you're a half-see? You're a half-see?
I'm half Filipino and I'm half white.
Are you, and your mom's a Filipina?
Yes.
Did you grow up with, you know, any chicken adobos and things like that in the house?
My mom didn't make Filipino food, but other people did.
Oh, is that a way of saying you had like Filipino maids or something?
No, we didn't have money for that shit.
You're like the other people did.
No, I mean, like my Nana and my great grandma, they would cook like chicken adobo and pancit. We would buy a lot of ube products.
What does ube mean?
Ube is like a purple yam, and it's like a big dessert thing in the Philippines. Like they make
With
like ice cream. They make it with cake, like in cakes. It's a big thing over there.
Interesting. I gotta say, I never thought that you'd be teaching me something, and I'm a little almost disappointed in myself that you knew something that I didn't know about food.
Ube, purple yam. Yeah. There's actually a dope ice cream place. It's like ice cream from around the world, and it's in Glendale. And they have ube ice cream there. It's really good. You should try it. You should check it out. It's called Wonderlust Creamery.
Wonderlust Creamery.
Mm, okay. They have like Vietnamese coffee ice cream. It's so good. You should check it out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. Okay, so you when you typically go out with your friends, with your hip young Hollywood friends.
Oh yeah.
Where do you guys
A-listers
normally?
A-listers over here.
With your A-listers. Do you go to places where restaurants are like, does this ever happen? I always wonder with like the hot young people. Are restaurants like, hey, can you come here and you don't have to pay for anything? And
oh yeah, we've definitely done that before.
For real?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Nice.
Please.
It's really nice. I mean, I'll take you one day, maybe. I've also been offered like hotel rooms, which is great. I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to.
Yeah, tell me how this works when you have millions of followers. Do people just reach out to you and they're like, what about, but specifically restaurants? Have there been restaurants that are like,
well, it's normally like my friend knows somebody and they tell me and then we get connected.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And then you
it's
go
not
there.
Like I DM them on Instagram and I'm like, hey, I want a free dinner.
Oh, because that's what I do, actually.
Do you really? You trash person.
I am so trash when it comes to my, once I got my blue check mark, I was like, that's it. The sky's the limit. Fucking DM CVS. And I'm like, yo, can I get some floss? I'll promote it on my Instagram.
You get that's what you ask for? Floss at CVS? You don't even go to some bougie dentist in Beverly Hills and ask for it?
Listen, when you've got less than 100,000 followers, you can't ask for, you got to start slow. You start with floss and then you get to hotel rooms and stuff like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Would you ever promote like a food company? Would that ever be a thing for you?
Promote a food company?
If someone was we heard you like our taquitos.
I'd be like, this girl doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't even cook. Why do we want her for our company?
Why don't you cook? Do you not have any desire to cook, even in quarantine?
I had to learn how to cook in quarantine. And it's fun. Yeah. It's okay.
So
it's not my favorite thing in the world.
What are your go-to dishes?
I'm actually really bomb at making salads. And don't laugh at me, because you can fuck up a salad, okay? You can.
I agree.
I make really great salads. Me and my boyfriend cook chicken a lot.
We get it. You have a fucking boyfriend. No one's hitting on you.
Me and my boyfriend also cook a steak a lot. Me and my boyfriend do this together. We have to learn how to cook together is my point. But we kind of...
That's so cute.
We're still venturing into that area.
And... Okay, so you've made steak, you've made salad. What's next on your list of things you want to make? Maybe I can help you out.
I want to learn how to make ribs.
You want to learn how to make ribs? I just made ribs last week.
Oh.
Paris.
Look at the coincidence.
OMG.
My guy.
Okay, it's the easiest thing that you can make.
Oh, great.
It's literally the easiest thing. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get ribs. Great. Okay, I'm going to make it super basic for you, for your basic taste, okay? You're going to, don't worry, just go with it. You're going to get a rack of ribs, okay? You're going to lay out a sheet of aluminum foil. Put the ribs in there. Sprinkle it with olive oil or any other oil.
Okay.
Buy some sort of a, what's it called? Like a dry rub. Dry rub. I can send you stuff. Traeger makes a great one. It's called a dry rub. It's a seasoning. Yes. They pay me to say that. Okay. That you gotta, you sprinkle it all over the ribs. Okay. You close up the foil.
Okay.
Okay. That's it. Now you put it in the fucking oven at 250 degrees. No, 275, and leave it there for 4 hours.
That's it?
That's it. And you're done, and you'll have the most delicious ribs you've ever had in your life.
Ribs seem so complicated. And every time I get ribs, I'm honestly not the biggest fan. So I'm like, okay, maybe they're just not cooking it right, and I need to figure out how to cook it right.
Well, do you like them super duper tender? That's how I like them.
I guess.
Do you actually eat the stuff, or are you just eating them and you throw it up after? How do you?
I haven't. I just don't eat them often because I'm never really a fan of them. I like it when they slide off the bone real easily.
Yeah.
That's
going to be the way to do it. Paris, you're like a famous person. You should be like eating more at like fantastic restaurants and.
I do when I'm not in quarantine.
Okay, stop yelling. I don't like your tone. What are your go-to restaurants when you're not in quarantine?
In Los Angeles? So some simple ones are like Blue Gem Cafe.
Oh my God. Are you one of those basic fucking people waiting online?
I fucking love Blue Gem Cafe.
Waiting online at Blue Gem.
Blue Gem is fantastic. And they have like this lox scramble omelet situation. It's fantastic. It's great. I like that place. I like
Blue Jam Cafe for everyone listening. Blue Jam Cafe is a restaurant that there's always a line out the door for brunch.
No, there is not. You're just going at the wrong time.
I'm not going. Okay.
Well, then you're missing out. I love the growth. I love the farmer's market because you can just try anything. You can try little things of like vendors.
Very fun.
Very fun. Mastro's is great. Don't go there often, but it's
Shit. Oh God. Guys, shit just got real. She's dropping Mastro's. She's dropping the most fancy steakhouse in LA. Do you go
it's
to Mastro's?
So good, though.
Do they pay for your Mastro's meal or do you pay for yourself?
No, I'm not that yet. I'm not on that level yet. But the lobster mashed potatoes, bro. Oh my sweet baby Jesus.
Yeah.
It's so good. I can't eat it anymore, but it's so good.
Wait, why?
Because I'm allergic to shellfish now.
Oh, no.
I found out in the Philippines, funny enough.
No way.
On a boat, island hopping, in the middle of fucking nowhere. I thought I was going to die.
Oh, my God. Were they like, oh, my God, give her some ube. It'll take care of everything. I don't know if that's like their miracle cure for everything.
I just didn't say anything. I was like, if I act like nothing's wrong with me, then there's nothing wrong with me.
Wait, so what happens when you have shellfish?
Well, we were on a boat. And we were going fast and we stopped to eat lunch and I was eating crab and shrimp and everything I eat all the time. And then I get back on the boat and just start storming. Like they're pumping water out of this. It's not like a boat, like a speed boat. Like imagine like a little canoe made out of wood that they put like an engine on.
Yeah.
And they're like pumping water out of this boat. And I just feel my throat kind of start to swell up and I'm like, this feels weird. I don't like this sensation. And then it went away. But I thought I was going to die from like multiple occasions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like the Filipino shellfish.
No, then I tried it again and the same thing happened.
Oh, what a bummer.
Yeah. Oh, Malibu Farm is another great place that I love.
Malibu Farm is kind of like a little like food courty, like an upscale food courty situation.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They have like the turf and like the lights. There's a pool table. There's like that whole outdoor thing to hang out with your friends and family and lovers. And then they have like a really nice restaurant.
So when you guys go on a date night, food doesn't seem to be like the central thing. You just want to be with your boyfriend and have a great time, it seems like.
Yeah, I like actually doing things. Like for dates, I don't necessarily like going out to a nice dinner. I don't really like going to a movie because you're just sitting there I like doing activities. Like I like going to the beach. I don't fucking know. Rock climbing.
Do you snack at the beach? Are you a snacker?
I am a snacker. I love Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, gross.
Why are those gross? What?
Okay. This is a me thing. I can't get down with any cheesy, the cheesy processed stuff. And this is not a knock on processed foods. There's some processed foods that I love. I can get grimy. Like I love like Pringles and stuff, but like the cheesy stuff, like Cheetos or Doritos, I can't get down with. I'm not into it.
But the Flamin' Hot Cheetos aren't like really cheesy. Like you don't taste the cheese. It's just spicy as shit in your mouth.
It's not the cheese necessarily, but it's that, I don't know if it's the imitation cheesy shit. And again, I'm not trying to be above imitation cheese. Like I can get pretty grimy when it comes to, like, I love a Taco Bell taco, but I don't know. I can't, although I do want to try, didn't like Taco Bell do like a Doritos taco where they use a Doritos as the shell of the taco?
They've been doing that.
I hate your tone, Paris.
I'm just saying, you're like, oh, there's this new thing that Taco Bell's, no, they've been doing that. Yeah, they have like the nacho cheese shell and then they have the Cool Ranch shell.
There's a Cool Ranch. I do like a Cool Ranch Dorito if I need to have a cheesy process thing.
Then you'd probably like the Cool Ranch taco.
I probably would. Do you and all your fancy friends like go to late night at like?
By the way, we're not fancy. We're actually fucking trash, grimy ass people. We are not like elegant whatsoever.
When you and A Grande are hanging out, when you and Ariana, I call her Ari. When you and Ari are chilling.
I wish she was my friend.
Wait,
I got a ring.
I thought I saw an Instagram thing with you and Ariana Grande.
I met her when I was like 15. It was amazing. It was one of the best experiences of my life.
Wait, then maybe it's a different famous person or something. I saw like a video that was a current video of you and a famous person. Was it Ariana Grande?
I don't think so. I want to say yes, but I know that's not the case.
I don't know. Oh, Selena Gomez. Was it Selena Gomez?
Never was Selena Gomez.
Oh,
I actually almost picked her parents, though, to represent me for, management.
Are Selena Gomez's parents reps?
Yeah. I met them when she was pregnant with, like, her baby sister, and her mother was so pregnant and she just talked to me for hours. And I was like completely shocked that this woman was just sitting here talking to me while she's like about to have a baby.
Hmm. I had a weird Selena Gomez moment where I was,
what did you do?
I was at the Laugh Factory. I was going to go on stage and there's an upstairs area that like the comics hang out in. And I was there alone and I was just writing some stuff. And the manager comes up and she's like, hey, Dan, I'm going to seat some VIPs here before the show.
Oh,
and I was like, okay. And by VIPs, like there's like two tiers of tickets you can buy. Like someone like you could even buy a VIP ticket, Paris.
Someone like me.
So I wasn't thinking much of it. And I'm writing and it's Selena Gomez and a bunch of her friends. And I, being the old guy that I am, I have no idea it's Selena Gomez. No, I didn't. I had no idea it was her. So I'm just like writing.
Oh.
And she's sitting there next to me with her friends. And I think she was like a little like perturbed that I wasn't like, oh my God, hey, nice to meet you. So, cause I was just like, hey, cause I was like, I don't want to fucking talk to people. Cause they were like, Dan is one of the comics. And I was like, oh, why are you doing that? And they're going to ask me like, how'd you get into comedy? So she goes, are you excited for your show tonight? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And she's like, oh, okay, good. And
you were just the biggest dick to Selena Gomez.
I was working on my set and I was like, it's a random person. I don't want to get into a conversation with these like teenagers about like, so what's stand-up like? So anyway, I go and do my set and I did pretty well. And I go back to the manager and she goes, oh my God, Selena was fucking dying throughout your whole set. And I'm like, who's Selena? And she's like, Selena Gomez. I was like, Selena Gomez is here? She's like, yeah.
Idiot.
She was upstairs the whole time. I was like, oh my God, that was Selena Gomez. And then like, she had left after my set, so I couldn't go up to her after. So like, I went on her Instagram and I was like, hi, Selena, you probably don't read this, but I just wanted to say, I'm glad you enjoyed my set. And like, no, of course, you
know. Oh, I had an interesting situation with David Spade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was at the Laugh Factory, and I went to the bathroom, and then the table where all of them were sitting at was like right by the archway to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
So then I come back, and the waitress is holding a bunch of drinks, a bunch of alcohol, and she's like setting them down. So I'm just like standing there in the archway, and I'm like, just, I'm not going to get in her way because it's a small aisle. And I'm just waiting until she's done. And I'm just watching on stage. And then I just hear this voice come up behind me. And he's like, are you going up? And I turn and it's just David Spade. And I was like, no, I'm not going up. I just walked away. I was so confused because I love David Spade. He's funny as shit. But like, I was just very confused. And he was totally messing with me.
Are you a drinker when you go to comedy clubs? Do you, or a drinker?
Well,
are you a drinker?
I can finally drink now when I go to a comedy club.
So. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you weren't drinking before.
No, yeah, I mean, I'm not like down in shots, but.
Do you drink White Claw like all the kids do?
No, I hate White Claws.
Oh, good for you. I don't know. People are obsessed with the Claw. Although, in full disclosure, I've never had the Claw.
It just gives you a headache. It's like that artificial syrup. Yeah. That just makes you feel like shit. And I like red wine.
From 7-Eleven.
And tequila.
Red wine, whiskey, and tequila.
And champagne. Those are my four. I really don't go anywhere else other than that tight little square of drinks.
What do you get like when you're drunk? Are you a mean drunk? Are you a fun drunk?
I'm either your best friend or I'm your worst enemy.
Oh, yeah. I remember there was a moment when we were shooting where you were like, come to the city tonight. And it was like already 1:30 in the morning. I was like, no, I'm not coming.
It's early.
Tonight. What are you doing?
It's early.
And then I asked you the next day at work. I was like, how was last night? You were like, it's better you didn't come.
That's right.
I was like, what happened?
You're
like, there was some beef. There was some shit going down and I had to fucking go and like, I had to throw down and I had to like put someone in their place. I was like, what movie are you, what gang are you?
I'm either a great time or you don't want to be anywhere near me. But it's only if something like pisses me off. Otherwise, everything's great. Because like, you know, you drink to take away your sorrows and pain.
Yeah.
So
what do you eat when you're drunk? Do you have a favorite drunk food?
I don't really eat when I'm drunk.
Really?
But no, I don't like eating and drinking. So like, even if I go to dinner, like I'll wait to drink my wine until I'm done with my food.
Paris, you're doing it all wrong. You're supposed
I'm doing it right.
The wine is supposed to pair with the food perfectly. It's supposed to be a symphony between the food and the drink.
I understand that, but it just makes the food sit in my stomach for days.
Huh?
When like you drink liquor or when you drink alcohol, and then you eat food, your body doesn't process the food that it normally would. So it kind of gets stuck there for a little bit. So okay. I just feel it stuck in my body.
Apparently Paris watched like a video on YouTube and now this is what happens when we eat.
No, this is what happens when I eat. It's a known thing, okay? I'm not making it up.
There was an Instagram story about it and...
No, Instagram's full of lies.
Are you, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Do you make money off of Instagram? You don't make money off of Instagram.
I just recently started to. It's nice.
Really? How, like, oh, you let them put ads on or some shit?
No, like I did the thing with like Olay.
What's Olay?
Olay, you know, like P&G company, you know, they make body washes and shit. Olay.
Oh, P&G, Procter & Gamble. Oh, you're just like, you're just using the fucking initials? You're on a first initial basis with P&G?
Yeah. No, not really. They don't even fucking know who I am. I did an Instagram for Olay and I just did a post with like the product in the photo. And then I did like three Instagram stories and
wow.
That's it.
And then I want to ask a very personal question, but I'm not going to, if you don't want me to.
I know you're going to ask me, and no. I'll tell you when we're not
on the podcast. You can tell me when we're off the podcast. That is very cool, though. I feel like if I were in your position, I would literally reach out to all the best restaurants in the world and be like, have me over, pay for my meal, and I'll post from your restaurant. Can you do that?
I will say one of the best things I've gotten recently is like this new company. They're called Ohana or something, and they emailed me, and it's basically like a turning key for like a post for like hotels around the world. Like there's some in Hawaii, some in California, some in Mexico. It's great.
So you're going to go to hotels now?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
By the way, Ohana, if you're listening, Paris is plugging this on my podcast, which means that I need to also get some Ohana.
Get some compensation.
Paris, I'm going to get to the questions that I ask every guest towards the end of the show. Okay. What is your earliest food memory?
I think my like first or second birthday party, and it was the princess cake.
Wow. Wait, what's the princess cake again?
It was like, it was white with like pink frosting, and it had like all of the Disney princess like figurines on it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Now, did you want to be a Disney star your whole life? Was that a goal of yours? A life goal? Hashtag?
I guess. I mean, what kid doesn't want to be on Disney? That's like all you watch. Like I was watching Wizards and Hannah Montana and That's So Raven. And when you watch that every day, you're like, I want to be on Disney and I want to do the doo, 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 doo. Like I never got to do it, but it was fine.
And then what was the difference between thinking what it was going to be like and then actually being on it?
I learned a lot from Disney. I was like fresh out of Wisconsin. I had no idea what I was doing. I was a train wreck. I was a shitty actor. Still am a little bit. And they taught me a lot.
That's not true. We've had very fun scenes together, Paris.
Yeah, I've had very fun scenes together.
But it's true, though. I do think I treat my Disney years as kind of an acting boot camp. I think that's mm-hmm. that's like what it was. Mm-hmm. Next question. What is your death row meal? So you... Like, let's see, how would you have gone to death row? You went to 7-Eleven. You went to 7-Eleven to buy some red wine. They didn't have the boxed Cabernet that you were looking for.
Right.
So you fucking broke a bottle of whatever they had, and you killed everyone working in the store and the patrons, and now you're on death row. You have one meal before you die. What's it going to be? It can even be shellfish because you're going to die anyway, so...
Should I just like end it?
Yeah.
On my terms?
Yeah, exactly.
It would have to be like some medium rare filet mignon with like mashed potatoes and asparagus.
I think a steak dinner is the main, that's the most requested death row meal on the show.
I mean, it's the best meal.
It's the best. Are you a filet girl over a ribeye?
I'm a filet girl.
Yeah.
8 ounce.
You like that 8 ounce? Yeah. At Mastro's, like, do you ever get that butter cake? They have like a cake.
Oh, there. The butter. I forgot about that. Wow. I need to order some. Maybe I just order some Mastro's.
Postmate some Mastro's?
I'm not going to Postmate it. Oh my God. It's going to be so expensive.
That's so young Hollywood.
Yes, it is. Or old Hollywood.
Or old Hollywood. Okay, this one I'm interested about. What is the best high-end meal that you've ever had?
Something like snails or some shit.
Snails or some shit. Where was the snails?
Well, no, I haven't had snails. I'm or just
let's
asking.
Go, no. I mean, like, let's say, like, you know, a crazy restaurant that you went to that was super expensive.
Okay.
That was an amazing meal. So, like, Mastro's could be in that category.
I'm not going to pick Mastro's. There's this place in Australia that I went to. I think it was in Melbourne. I don't remember the name of it, but it was like really, it kind of looked like a jazz club.
Okay.
And I was 17 and the waitress was making fun of us because like we couldn't drink yet. She was like, do you guys want a juice? And I was like, sure. Okay, we get it. It's really funny. Awesome. And it was just a really cool vibe. I was with really great people. And the food was delicious, and I got a steak.
It was another steak.
Somewhere in Australia.
Tune into the new Disney show, Paris Eats a Steak, where she goes to steak restaurants all over the world, everybody.
Yo, actually, though, that's fire. Dan, let's do this together, my guy. Let's do it together. Yo, that'd be insane. I'm the pretty one. You're the funny one. It'll be great.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I'm definitely not the funny one.
I'm the pretty funny
one. And you're definitely not the pretty one.
What is the best low-end meal you've ever had? Grimy. Get grimy.
I got
this,
you.
This is the world you live in. I imagine this is the world you live in.
This is where I'm from, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay. Yeah. There's this place called Hub's Pizza. It's this little rinky-dink shack-looking thing on a corner in a really shitty area in Milwaukee. But best pizza. So
Hub's
fire.
Hub's Pizza. Interesting. By the way, we are going to link to all of the all the restaurants that are mentioned in the episode.
Sounds good. I'm so down.
Hubs, you're getting a shout out. What is it about their pizza? It's just like a basic pizza. It's like a delicious.
Yeah. Well, I grew up eating it too. And my dad worked there when he was a teenager, and he's still friends with the guy that owns it. So I don't know. It's like a memory thing too.
So you grew up in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat is that like cheese curds country?
Yeah. Okay. So here's how I'm a foodie when it comes to cheese and beer boiled brats. Like anything in Wisconsin is so good. It's so good. Deep fried cheese.
Now we're talking. Wisconsin cheese is actually like, it used to be kind of basic, and now it's like winning awards all over the world for being like some of the best cheese ever.
It's been winning awards. Okay. It was never basic.
It was a little like it had like the vibe of like sliced American cheese.
No. That's so offensive. Wow. That literally makes me so angry.
Wait a second. Hold on. You're a lot younger than me though. So I'm thinking when I was 20 and you were a sperm, that is.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
Are you really?
Paris?
Oh my God. You're older than my parents.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think we're done here.
Seriously, 42?
I think we've had enough.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
You're like a year or two older than my parents.
Okay. I think we're going to pause for a commercial break so that Paris can compose herself.
Oh, okay, I'm good. Wow, that's fucking funny.
Why do you think, how old did you think I was?
You could be my dad, bro.
Okay, enough with the fucking, you could be the, what? First of all, your parents had sex when they were like 16, so... And then they had you. So let's not get crazy.
They had me when they were 19, actually.
All right. Teen, you were like one of those, like, your mom was like on Teen Mom on MTV.
She was not. She was 19.
Teen. How old did you think I was?
I thought you were like 35.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that my self-esteem has... been brought down to -5.
Now that half my head just turned gray.
Seriously. What is your, now that you've just started drinking, Paris, what is your favorite drunk food? She's still dying of laughter.
Drinking. When I was like a teenager, I loved going to Denny's and getting every fucking horrible thing for me possible.
When I was a teenager, like it was fucking decades ago. This is like 6 months ago.
Well, I'm not a teenager anymore. And my body has changed, my friend. It has definitely, I get hangovers now. It's not fun, okay? Definitely I see it, I feel a difference.
Oh my God, a 21-year-old saying I get hangovers now. Bro, when I get a hangover, I'm out of commission for 3 months. All right. You're like, yeah, it takes me 5 extra seconds to get out of bed in the morning. That's my
hangover. Not true. So not true. I mean, like 16 to 21, that's a difference. That's a difference. It's a difference. Anyway, okay. But I used to love to go to Denny's and get like everything. I'd get like the French toast or like pancakes with like hash browns and eggs and bagels yeah. with cream cheese and jelly.
Can't go wrong. Kind of shit. Can't go wrong with that. Do you have, now that you get hungover, now that you have these wicked hangovers, do you have a favorite hangover food?
Yeah, salmon.
Salmon?
Yeah, like I love cooked. What are you eating?
That's the grossest thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
No, like I love everything bagels with a shit ton of cream cheese and salmon on top.
Oh, okay. You're talking about lox.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like you want a fucking salmon steak.
No.
Okay. She's talking lox. Paris is not
talking
Jewish.
I'm talking lox.
If you couldn't tell before, Paris is not Jewish. You know that salmon stuff.
Salmon stuff.
Do you have a favorite, like, celebrity chef or celebrity food personality, like an Anthony Bourdain type, or like...
I gotta say it's Tiffany Thiessen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I love Tiffany. She's, like, and she's such a good cook. Like, I kept making jokes when quarantine happened, and I was like, wow, her kids are so lucky because they have her every day, all day, just and to cook for them. She gave me her cookbook, and I'm still trying to learn.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know Tiffany Thiessen?
She is my mom on Alexa and Katie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that's how we met.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah, she's like my second mom, basically.
So she's like 10 years younger than me? What is...
I don't know.
Okay, desert island food. You're trapped on a desert island. You're not going to get off this desert island, okay? You have one thing you can eat for the rest of your life. What is it going to be?
I'd say like a seared steak Mediterranean salad.
Seared steak and a Mediterranean salad.
Yeah, like in the salad. Like, you know, that seared steak with like the cucumbers and the tomatoes and the feta cheese and like maybe some bacon bits if you want to get fancy.
So you want to have a steak salad basically. Like, so you want the steak sliced. I want to get this right. You want the steak sliced thinly, draped over a Greek salad.
Yes.
With some fucking bacon bits just for fun.
Yes.
All right. I'm down with that.
And maybe like some flax seeds, you know, to be healthy. Because I want something that's like nutritious and it's going to, you know, it's going to last me forever.
So that you can,
I got the greens. I got the meat.
Yeah, that's good. You're going to live long so that maybe you'll be saved.
Maybe. Maybe.
You know, from the desert island.
I'm just going to start a little family on the desert island.
Do you have a restaurant pet peeve? This is my favorite question. Like, is there something that happens at restaurants that you fucking can't stand?
When you can't get the waiter's attention. Like, when they're not aware of you.
Yes.
And I get it. Sometimes, like, the restaurant's very busy. I've never been a waitress, so, like, I don't know. But I understand that it is a difficult job. But sometimes when it's not busy and they're just lollygagging, doing whatever the hell they're doing, and I want another glass of wine, and it's about to close, and I'm trying to order it before the store or restaurant closes... It's a little irritating.
I'm with you. And that's why I think that's the best thing about Korean barbecue restaurants is that they have that button on the table. It's the best. You press a button and someone shows up. It's the best system because I don't want the waiter to have to guess when to come to me, or they come to me while I'm in the middle of a conversation and they interrupt me.
Or when like, you have a mouthful of food.
Yeah, to ask me how everything's doing. It's like, fuck you. I'll tell you.
There's a great place in New York. I have to, I'll find out the name of it and I'll send it to you. But it's a great Korean barbecue place that my tattoo girl took me to one night.
Okay.
Very expensive, but very good.
You're probably talking about Cote.
Is that where they actually come over and do it for you?
Yeah, but it's like a super high-endy one, right? It's like a...
Yeah, and like you put like your belongings in the seat.
Yeah, that's Cote. It's like a, it's, I think it's like a, it's, they have like one or two Michelin stars. A Michelin star is a rating of a restaurant that makes it really good, Paris.
Right.
You don't know these things yet. You'll learn them. Yeah. You'll learn them in life. Yeah, I've actually always wanted to go there, and I've never gone. I hear it's fantastic.
It's great. When we can do those things again, we'll go.
When we're allowed to see each other again. Is there a food that you can't stand eating?
I hate Chinese food.
Oh, wow. The whole thing.
I don't like it.
Really?
I mean, a blue moon, I will eat it. And there's actually really only one Chinese restaurant that I like, and it's in Queens. right by where my boyfriend's brother lives.
We get it. You have a boyfriend. And he has a brother.
I want to say Jack, but I feel like you don't know who the hell that is.
Say Jack.
Yeah, we're talking shit about you, baby.
He's not in the room.
It's right there in Astoria. And that's really the only Chinese restaurant that I like.
I mean, I can get down with some, like, I like to call it gross Chinese food, but it's like not even gross, just like kind of basic, like an orange chicken or like a beef broccoli. Like, I fucking love that stuff.
You can't eat orange chicken anymore.
You can't eat orange chicken? Why?
Because I'm allergic to oranges.
What are you talking about?
I developed these allergies in my adult years, apparently. I'm like, I've barely become an adult. And I have all these struggles with allergies.
Oh my God. This is awesome. So shellfish and oranges. If you had like an orange shrimp and orange, like an orange shrimp, you'd fucking, it would take you out.
I guess. I still need to go to an allergist.
What else are you allergic to?
Apparently I'm allergic to grapes, but I drink wine, so I'm fine.
Well, a lot of people who have allergies, like people who are like allergic to gluten, they can't have rye or wheat or shit like that, but they can have scotch or whiskey. So if it like distills it, I think if making it an alcohol, it's
okay.
They
can have beer.
Yeah, they can't have beer. That's true. That is awful. Food allergies are the worst. I never had them too.
I never had them.
And what happens to you when you eat oranges?
I get like stuffy. And there's this one time. Oh my God. You know the show Sugar Rush on Netflix? Yeah.
No, what is
it? Love that show. So I went on to be a guest judge. Don't know why they accepted me, but they did.
What is Sugar Rush? Wait, what is it?
Oh, it's like it's like Candace Nelson. She started Sprinkles Cupcakes. Sugar Rush is basically like a baking competition.
Oh, cool. Okay,
it's kind of like that Cupcake Wars, you know, that kind of show. And I asked to be a judge because I love that show. And then they let me on and I didn't know what the hell to say. It's like, don't cook. And the makeup artist sprayed like a facial spray on me after she was done my makeup and it had oranges in it.
Mm.
And I was like, no.
No way.
And I walked on the set and I was like, I just acted like everything was fine.
Oh no.
And then it went away after a little bit and that was fine for the rest of the filming day.
So do you have Benadryl on you wherever you go now?
No, I just let it pass.
Yeah.
Like, also, when I was filming Hubie Halloween, one of the ADs gave me, I asked for, like, a spring roll, and I couldn't go to Crafty and get it. And I said, hey, I'm allergic to oranges, and I'm allergic to shellfish. And she got me the spring rolls, and I start eating it. And I'm like, I look in the roll, and I'm like, that looks fishy. And I'm like, does this look like shrimp to you? And my co-star was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm going to need a medic.
Oh, no.
You gave me a little, like, allergy pill. No, it's fine.
Oh, Paris.
No. So unfortunate, man.
That's so sad. Those are such good food. I mean, what about, like, lemons? Is it all citrus or just oranges?
Grapefruit, I'm fine. Lemons, I'm fine.
How weird.
I haven't, like, experienced or, what's the word? Tested, like, kumquats and tangerines. I'm like, is it specifically oranges or is it every kind of orange? Because a clementine and a tangerine is technically
right. Also, how often are you fucking chomping on kumquats?
There's a kumquat tree here in our yard.
I think the word kumquat is really gross.
Kumquat. And
it's like, it's also like, it's not the right name for that fruit. It's a tiny little baby, cute little orange, and kumquat sounds like a fucking...
Like
a porn star who, like...
I think it's fun to say.
Kumquat.
Kumquat. So I think gross. That should be your stripper name if acting doesn't work out for you.
Coming to the stage, Kumquat.
Kumquat.
Oh, my God. That is a great stripper name.
I throw a dollar at you.
Thank you. What is... Okay, this is the last question. We're at the last question.
Oh, my God. Yay, finally.
No, you're loving this. What is the first restaurant that you will go to after quarantine?
Nobu.
That's a
good one.
Because
I've never been.
Really?
I've never been. Always wanted to, but never been.
So whenever your boyfriend asks you if you've been, do you say, Nobu?
That was stupid.
I love dad jokes because I'm apparently your dad's age.
Apparently, you're older than my dad.
Okay, so. All right. Practice safe sex is the lesson there, everyone, and then you won't get pregnant when you're 19.
IUD, man.
So you're going to go to Nobu. You know, can I recommend, if you're going to go to Nobu, go to the one in Malibu because you get to sit by
the
water.
That's the one I want to go to.
And it's very beautiful. And if they're going to be taking all your money, you might as well enjoy the view is how
exactly.
I love it. Harris, tell the people where they can find you and what's exciting and what you want to promote on my platform of one millionth of the followers that you have.
Oh my God, there's just so much going on with me.
Shut up.
Well, you can find me, you know, on the Instagram. It's the Paris Burrells. I post great content, you know, go check it out. Dan's a fan.
She does. It's great content.
I'm excited for the show that me and Dan have been doing called The Crew, as he said before. I'm excited to go back and start filming and working with everyone because I honestly miss you guys a lot.
And Paris has a really great role. She plays like a hotshot NASCAR driver, like the hotshot young NASCAR driver.
Hell yeah.
And she's very, very funny in it.
Causing ruckus in the building. That's what I'm doing. I've also been developing a show that I created, so I'm excited about that.
Whoa! Look at Chuck Lorre over here. What are you fucking developing, Paris?
It's a show that I created with my friend Nolan, and we've been working with Happy Madison and Village Roadshow. So it's been exciting.
Fantastic. Well, I think you're great, and I think you're so much fun, and I think you're so much fun to hang out with and to be with, and you're so fun to watch on the stage.
Oh my God, Dan is so nice to me. He's never given me these compliments. Oh my gosh.
I'm just reading a script that my producer told me to read.
Oh, of course. Okay, yeah.
And
I got it. It was too good to be true.
And I can't wait to see you live and in person. Thank you, Paris.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much for listening. That was our last episode of the season. I know it went by so quickly, right? This was a weird season with all the COVID and the remote stuff, but it ended up being kind of cool because geography was not a constraint. I mean, we spoke to Mr. Taster in Tehran, for God's sake. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And guess what? We're doing a fourth season. Woo! We've already started it, actually. So just hang out. We'll be back later this year with season 4 of Green Eggs and Dan. Bye. This episode of Green Eggs and Dan was produced by Andrew Steven. Executive produced by Jeff Umbro and The Podglomerate. You can find more of their podcasts at thepodglomerate.com. The theme music is Beautiful Food by Idan, and interstitial music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. If you like this show, please tell a friend, share an episode, and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Podglomerate. A sonic universe.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.